permission, this is chapter 19, Shmuel Bet. Best number. Here in the middle of the story that Absalom that tried to rebel against David HaMelech was killed by Yoav. Even though David HaMelech gave specific orders not to touch him, Yoav disobeyed the command and the order of David HaMelech, and he himself, and ordered others to kill Absalom. That's something that really, that the simple explanation is that Absalom is called Mored Bemalchut, rebels against the king, and if somebody rebels against the king, then of course he allowed to kill him. Nevertheless, if the king himself tried not to kill him, so maybe that he is respect by not killing him. If the king says, don't do certain things, and you feel that you have to do it because that means that if you don't do it, it means disrespect to the king. It doesn't mean that you're right. Maybe you're wrong with your assumption. Maybe this is the respect to the king. But again, we'll get back to the discussion. But in the meantime, that's the story. Yoav, that was the chief of staff, Yoav ben Tzruiah was the chief of staff of David HaMelech, killed Absalom without the permission of David HaMelech, and not only that, he caused David HaMelech to be very upset. With all the speculation that he did right, he did wrong, but definitely now you see that David HaMelech is crying, he's so upset that David is going to describe it, so maybe he did something very bad. Says in Navi, chapter 19, sentence 1, give permission, page 770. The king is very upset. He's going up on the second floor next to the gate, someplace over there in the desert, in the forest. Becho Amar. And the deputy said, Bni Avshalom, says, 8 times he's going to say the word Bni, my son Avshalom. Mi yitem oti ani tachtecha, I wish I would have died instead of you. Avshalom Bni. The Gemara says every time he says Bni, he picked him up from Gehenom. There are 7 levels, 7 floors in Gehenom. And he, Avshalom, when he rebelled against David HaMelech, and then he died, he was killed, his neshama went all the way down to the basement of the Gehenom. And every time David HaMelech said the word Bni, he elevated his neshama, and he's going to pick him up. So the Gemara said there are 7 floors in Gehenom. So every time he says Bni, he picked him up 1 level. Thank you very much. And number 8 that he says Bni, the Gemara says in one version he was able to bring his neshama to Olam Haba. But he can imagine how bad he was that he went all the way down to the 7th floor basement in Gehenom.
Is that the
Shelach? I don't know. The Zohar doesn't say what it is over there. That was, it's not Boko Hotman. It's not even Colorado to do ski. You imagine how bad it was. But again, Yoav killed him, and now David HaMelech is trying to pick him up, to bring him back, and the Gemara says in one version that he was able to pick him up, his neshama, but he's very upset. You got me, Yoav. They told Yoav, Yoav HaMelech Mokhe, Beit HaBen Rav Shalom. They went and told Yoav that he was the chief of staff, was right hand of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is crying in public, he's mourning on his son. But here, that thing that they won, the victory, what they had, became a mourning the whole arm, and everybody was upset. The king is very upset. Very, very upset. Just sounds like a real story. The notice that his father loses his son, of course, he cries a lot. And of course, he's mourning because that's the halacha.
Why was he saying, B'ni, bring up Avshalom?
The Gemara says, the way it says over here in the Tanakh.
Because also.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this is the chut, yeah. That's the Gemara says. But it's going to be by Yom Ha'ul Avua here. So in the meantime, they're so upset and they're so embarrassed from the situation. So they like stealing the mind of David HaMelech, and they trying to sneak inside the town, inside the city. Kasher Ganev, like people losing the war, they're running away from the battle, they're running back quietly back home because they lost the war. So the nation feel that it is such a situation that no victory was really accomplished. Just the opposite. Since they are so upset, it means the whole thing is a bankruptcy thing. It says we lost the whole thing, we don't know not to cry, to be upset, not to be upset. It means the whole thing became like we don't know what's going on, so let's go quietly home. Again, it just sounds like a story that really it's not necessary to know it. So what did Narista tell you this? Who cares about what did happen and what Narista wants to teach us? The king, Narista covered his face. Like all the mourning people put something on the face. Vayizaka Melech Gadol is screaming, Bni Avshalom, Avshalom, Bni is screaming in public, and my son, Vayavoy Yavad HaMelech HaBayit, Yoav came to the king, Vayomer Vashtayim, 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 you embarrassed and you made shame all the people that surrounded you. Avshalom, Avshalom, the one that helped you to escape and to be saved, all your family, your children, and your wife, you're embarrassing by crying about someone that really tried to kill you, that was such a bad person. Of course, that now we know that he's in Gehenom, and you instead just you know to forget about the whole thing. You're standing out and you're crying. You love the ones that hate you. It means Avshalom, but it's not to Avicha. By crying, it's like it shows that you hate the one that loves you. We are the ones that back you up and ran with you and fought with you. And now the enemy is dead, and you start screaming over here, "Leave me, my son." What kind of business is this? You got to tell you. Now you tell everybody, "Kiel mechastanim b'avadim." You like you tell everybody, you have no ministers, no slaves. I think it sounds like it's better Avshalom would be alive, and then he would have come, and he would have come and approached us, and then he would have killed us, and then it's like, it's good for you, that's what you like. But the man tried to kill all of us. Now the enemy is dead, he's supposed to be happy. Instead you started screaming, and you're screaming, where is he, cry. But I'm telling you now, please get out of here, and speak to all the people that backed you up. Ki v'Hashem nishbati. I swore in Hashem's name, you always talk. In Chayot Tzei, in Galim Yish, Itcha Balayla, V'ra'al Lacha, Zot Mikol Ha'ra Hashem, V'alecha V'nechadat. I'm telling you, nobody is going to accompany you tonight. Nobody is going to stay over with you tonight. It's going to be the worst thing for you what, since you had any problem since you were a little baby. To avoid. So it means that Yoav is telling him what to do, and he tells him that his behavior is not really accepted by his people and definitely will not do any good to him. Yaakov HaMelech, Vayeshev Bashar, so he got up, he listened to the advice, but not exactly what Yoav was saying him, something that is similar, Uchola, Megiddo, Lemor, Yaakov Bashar. Then somebody went and told the nation, he said the king is sitting at the gate. It means he's not standing over there and crying anymore. They're all coming towards the king, they send us equal of the rest. Of Amitred all ran back to the tent. That means they just don't know what to do. Again, they were backing up Shalom, most of Amitred. So the people that were together with David HaMelech, they came next to him, since he's not crying anymore, but the rest of Amitred, again, they running. From the reasons before, they're running away. But it means they left all the people that were joining Avshalom while he was taking the land. Now they're running back to the tent. Vayikol Ha'am Nadon. The nation are arguing. The Chorchi says Israel, and then he's going to tell us what is the discussions, what's going on in the war, now after the war, what the people talking about. So what are they talking about? They're talking about HaMelech Hitzilanu Mikaf Oyvenu, page 771. The king saved us, Mikaf Oyvenu, from the hands of our enemies, whom Milatnu, also Miltanu Mikaf Plishtim, not only helped us from our enemies, helped us from the Palestinians. Shalom, now he's not here. It means like this. Navi is telling us what did happen while David HaMelech now is on the other side of the Jordan River, he's on the east side of the Jordan River, and the people that came back to Israel, I mean they crossed the Jordan River, and they're running back to the tent, they're discussing it. They have like discussions and people sitting down and standing and talking about David HaMelech, and they said, well, he saved us from enemies, from the Plishtim, now he's not here. Avshalom Hashem 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 Shalom that we did really appointed, anointed him to be the king, he died, but why are you quiet to bring him back? It's time to bring him back. It means like this. It's saying like this. David HaMelech was very good to us, and he helped us, and we won the war, and he saved us from all the enemies, and he's not here, and we appointed another king, and looking the appointed, we died, so why are you standing over here and being quiet? Why don't you bring him back? Again, I don't understand what's the purpose of this story here in the Navi, but that's not the issue. The issue is a shame on you. Shame all of you. So that's not a discussion. I mean, you don't say like this, the new king that we appointed died. I said you should regret, you should go back to David HaMelech. He said, listen, Mr. David HaMelech, we made a mistake, you know. We backed up the wrong person. Said, all join against David HaMelech. And besides a few thousand people, all of me are talking about millions of people join Avshalom against David HaMelech. So now the Avshalom is dead. Instead to come back to David HaMelech, he says, we're sorry. Instead of that, we're sitting down and discussing, and they said, listen, David HaMelech was very good to us, but we, you know, back to the election. The president was very good, but we decided we want a new president, and the president is dead. And now it's time to get back the old one. First of all, it's not right. He said, you should not join the second one against his father. And you try to kill David HaMelech. It's much more than that. You don't sit down and discuss this kind of things. And I think it's like, you know, it's your choice. He says, first, you know, the man helped us, okay. Now we decided somebody else. Now he's dead. We'll go back to the government. This is not the way the nation should have acted. The Messiah David, in the meantime, the king, David the Melech, Shalach and Tzadok, and the Batar of Kohanim Lavo, he goes, he sent the messengers to Tzadok and the Batar, and tells them, the boy of Zikne Yehuda, please talk to the old people of Yehuda, Lama Tiyu Achronim Lashiv Et HaMelech El Beto, why are you the last one to bring the king back to his house? Again, sounds like that they don't want him. He wants very much to come back to his town, to Yerushalayim. He is again on the west, on the east side of the Jordan River. And he's sending a message, two messengers, the two Kohanim, to his own tribe, the Zikne Yehuda, to ask them, to tell them, why are you the last one to bring back the king? This is really how the message came. It's all of them ready to bring back the king, and you're the last one. Again, why do you need to know that story, and what's really behind it? You really don't want him back. And what is really the options here? I mean, there's no options. I mean, there's only Avshalom wanted to become king. There's no other candidate right now. So of course, the messenger is going to come. So he's just sending messengers. You come back. You go back on your horse, on your mule, and you go back to Yerushalayim. The palace is yours, everything is ready for you. There's nothing that you have, it's not the White House. It was a company and the dishes were stolen and you don't have silverware and all the antiques are not there anymore. This is your house, this is your palace. So you had an enemy, somebody tried to accuse you to kill you, he's dead. is there. So it makes no sense. Now you go back, you don't have to answer, you don't have to answer anybody, you don't have to ask anybody's permission. This is your house, this is your town, this is your land. You go back. He says, no, instead, he's sending those Kohanim messengers to his tribe and he's telling them, how come you're waiting to invite me back, to get back the king? Achayat in sentence 13, you my brothers, that's me of Sariyatem, you my bone, my flesh, why are you the last one to bring back the king? They don't ask him anything. Who are they? They say, you're coming back, you have an army now, everybody ran away, so you're back in control. So why is pleading with them and asking them? Not only this, when Amasatum, who also he tells the Tzadok and Aviatar that Amasah, this was Yoav's brother. He should give a message too for me, Allah Asmir Sariyata, you my bone and my flesh. I swear in God's name, Im lo staff svati elefanai, you, the new chief of staff. Tachat Yoav, he's firing Yoav, sounds like election. You have a new minister of this, you know this, but why do you need a new one? What's wrong? The man just gave you the right advice. He just now gave you the right advice. You follow his advice. The guy fought for you all the time. This guy Amasa was against you. This guy Amasa joined Avshalom. He was the chief of staff of Avshalom. Avshalom is dead. And the best thing is to take Amasa and put him in jail. Instead, you take Amasa and put him in jail. He told Amasa, you give me the new chief of staff. He's firing you off. Why are you firing you off? What did you do? He didn't do anything. He was good till a minute ago. Now he's not good anymore. What do you mean? Are you hiring a chief of staff that was against you, trying to kill you, and you're going to make him your chief of staff? I don't understand. That's the last one that you appoint to any position. You lock him up in the Rikers Island. The man was trying to kill David HaMelech. So he tells him, you're my brother. So he says, his nephew. Well, good for him. His nephew, I'm sorry, he's his cousin. No, it's his nephew.
What happened?
Asim Sarim, I don't know, it's not exactly right over here. Asim Sarim means that he's a very close relative, that's what it means. Right, but it means sometimes the brother is only from a father or a sister, but here he means that it's from the father's side and the mother's side, they're both relatives, that's what it means. The Gemara says that the bones come from the father's family and the flesh come from the mother's family. But it says that Smir Vatari, so usually what it means in the Torah, usually, but it says that Smir Vatari means Etem Asamayu Vatar Mitzari, Lazot Ikare Isha. It says bones and flesh refers father and mother. It means you are my brothers and you also my bones and my flesh. It means we all come from Yehuda and Yehuda's mother. It means we all bones and flesh.
What happened with Achitofel?
He's two-sided.
Because he also
is one of the. Again, the question is, Yoav didn't do anything wrong. Nothing is wrong. He was still a minute ago. He's the one that telling David HaMelech, go outside, and because everybody's going to leave you, and he's the right in everything he's saying. David HaMelech fought for him. He joined him. And he's Amasai's the enemy. He's Amasai's the chief of staff of the Palestinians of Avshalom. He says he's putting him instead of Yoav.
Didn't I mention like 2 weeks ago that he didn't join
because
he wanted to?
Right, okay. That's what they say, he had no choice. Okay, but you don't appoint any chief of staff. Instead of the guy that joined you and backed you up. I let Congress had a special investigation, they found some bad things about the chief of police, I mean the chief of staff. So that's why they don't want it. But there's no information, he did anything wrong. And he's giving him a message, he's not discussing it with anybody. He says, go give it to Amasa, he didn't apply for the job. He's sending those two Kohanim, Sadok and Yatar, to tell Amasa, tell him that he is the new chief of staff. Why is he the chief of staff? What happened?
Yeah, he's got influence on the people.
Amasa has no influence. He's going to be there in a few minutes, Amasa. You have his going to kill him in a few minutes. You have the reason why he wants to kill him. Again, Yoav is right in a way, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. If somebody rebelled against David HaMelech, really deserves death. Deserves death. That's what Yoav thinks. That is going to kill Amasa. Here's another reason, maybe.
But here, David HaMelech has no reason to do it, and it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to go and fire your chief of staff to join you and help you, and he gave you always the good advice, and now you're firing him for no reason. In the meantime, it wasn't such a bad decision, certainly. Since Amasai got his message right away, Amasai had a big influence on the tribe. Bayat, 10:15, with your permission, chapter 19, Bayat, he was able to change and bring back. Amasai was able to convince the people of the tribe of Yehuda, like one person, to come back and join David HaMelech. So-called, it was very hard to bring back the tribe of Yehuda to join to back up David HaMelech. Even though there's no reason, sounds from the Tanakh, to be against him, but again, Yoav was not capable or did not have the power, maybe. Or because everybody heard all of a sudden that Amasai is the new chief of staff. And I mean, says right away, that Amasai had a tremendous power, was able to convince everybody to come back. What's so hard, or what's so easy to convince, I don't know exactly what it means. Now we get again the message. Now please, come back. Again the question is, he doesn't need any invitation, and he doesn't need to wait for invitation. He could have gone back right away to his palace. There is no more any rebels that he has to clear. When Avshalom was killed, everybody ran to his life. And ran for the life back to the tent. So David could have walked just back to his life. He is not. He wanted them to send some messengers to invite him to come back. And the question is why David is not coming back on himself and is waiting for people to call him back.
Maybe it's a form of waiting for an apology, because most of the people went with Avshalom.
Right. No, they're not going to apologize him. Here. Wait. I'm sorry? No, it means he wants them to be sorry, mate. Not because of respect, mate. But again, they're not going to give it to him. Not only that, it's going to be another rebellion immediately after. Immediately after a big rebellion, a big one. And this is after all this preparation. In the meantime, sentence 16 is permission, and just you know a geographic story. He comes back to the Jordan, Yudah Ba Gilgal, and the people came to Gilgal, Lech Lekatareach, they come to the place called Gilgal. David HaMelech Ha'aden to bring back the king, and he should pass the Jordan River. It means like this, that's the story again. David HaMelech is on the east side of the Jordan River. So the king, after got the invitation to come back to Yerushalayim, is going to cross the Jordan River to come back to Yerushalayim. So he comes next to the Jordan. In the meantime, the tribe of Yehuda left their territory. This is next to Yerushalayim, Be'er Sheva, and they went to a place called Gilgal. To go over there, to join the king, to bring the king the Jordan River. What's so important about it, what this description is all about, we need to know where they went, and why they're going, why David HaMelech is not going, he's waiting over the Jordan side. Sentence 17, by Maher Shimi ben Gera ben Yamin, he says this person, Shimi ben Gera, that comes from Benjamin, that if you remember in chapters before, he was cursing and throwing, stoning David HaMelech, throwing some sand on him and cursing him, telling him bad things, making his name cheap, he's running now. Since Avshalom is dead, and since the brutal shofar, the war is over, he's running, that he, Hashem Bachurim, he lives in the city called Bachurim, Ayered, Yemish, Yehuda, Likhanem, Lavid, he's joining the nation, the tribe of Yehuda. He's coming towards David HaMelech. Be'elefishimo, now he's not by himself. A thousand people backing him up. It means he's a very important person. The Binyamin from the tribe of Binyamin. The Tiva also is a person, his name is Tiva, now Beit Shaul, if you remember that he used to be a slave. He's a slave of Mephibosheth, that he is a slave for the Shaul's grandson. Also, he is joining
the people of Yehuda, together with Shimi ben Gera, ב-חמש עשרה עשרים בנם, 15 children, ועשרים עבדיו, 20 slaves, תחוי הזה את המלך, they cross the children of Yehuda, and they go to the east of the children of Yehuda, they won't speak to David המלך, before the Melech is going to cross the children of Yehuda. אברהם, דוד בית המלך, they had like what do you call it, New York, what do you call
waterway.
It? Waterway. Waterway. Waterway is called. It's not the ferry, there's one that they want to go back for something else. New York Waterway. That's called Avraham Avraham. It's not something that America discovered. They had, if you wanted to cross the Jordan River, you had these rafts, big rafts, that everybody was able to be on it in 5 minutes on the other side of the Jordan River. Very good. I mean, just, I mean, again, it is a plain story. I mean, why do you have to know that story? But this is a story. The Avraham passed Avraham, this rat, passed the Avir Bet HaMelech to pass the king from the inside to the west side of the Jordan River. It's not told me enough to do the right thing. While the king is passing in the Jordan River, the Shemir Girai is falling on the floor. Please, my master, don't consider a sin what I did. Don't remember, please erase from your memory the bad things what I did. If you remember the day that Absalom was trying to kill you and you ran away from Yerushalayim, remember what I did. Don't put it in your heart, just forget it. I'm sorry, I think. Sounds like that this guy, Shimei ben Gera, that had a very tremendous power in his tribe, Benjamin, that if you remember, he was one of the main ones that came outside and he told David HaMelech, shame on you, good for you, Hashem is paying you back for all the bad things you did. It's time for you, but Hashem is going to get rid of you. That's his language was. Now he's coming back and says, I'm sorry, don't consider it as a sin. Don't remember. Well, let me talk with you. Again, he's saying that he's sin. He says, sentence 21, I know I sin. So what does it mean? Tell us what it means, you know, that now he's saying it. He's saying, listen, I'm sorry, you know. I voted for the wrong person. I voted for this guy from Massachusetts, and he lost the war, and he goes to the White House. And he sits in the White House and says, I want to become president in 4 years. And I'm sorry that I joined this guy and he was against him. Okay, I mean, it's called politician. Let's call politics. Maybe that's what it means. I mean, maybe really he means well that he says, I think. You see, I'm the first one, he says. When is the first one? The first one to try to save your neck. But he is saying to David HaMelech, I am here the first one, Lahei Gadon HaMelech. See, I'm the first one giving you respect. He says, you know why you're the first one? Because you're the first one, you should be hanged. They're going to hang you first. So he's coming here, to give David HaMelech, you know, but he says, hello, how are you? I'm very nice to you. And so you're nice to me. You embarrassed me. You threw stones on me. You said bad things to me. And now you're saying, you see, I'm the first one giving you strength. Of course you're the first one giving you strength. Because if you're not giving me the first one, you're going to be the last one else. The first one I'm going to destroy you. What am I trying to say? I said, even if you say that, I apologize, I'm sorry, please forgive me. It doesn't say that. It doesn't ask for forgiveness. It doesn't say. It says, don't consider it as a sin. Yes. If you see the sentence 20, it doesn't say, I'm sorry that I did something very bad, I acted very not nice, I didn't think what I was doing, I did it, I was just, I don't know, I'm a bad person, I'm sorry, forgive me. It doesn't say that. It says, don't remember my sin, don't remember the bad thing I did. It says, I know I sin. It says, that's what you said. So if you say you sin, please forgive me. He says, forgive me, if you sin, it says, it bends on your heart 10 times, and then you say, please, I need forgiveness from you, your honor. You don't say, I'm sorry, don't remember. Why don't you remember? You did something bad. You can't tell somebody, don't remember what I did. Of course I remember. Why don't you ask, forgive me? Doesn't say that. Don't you say, I sin.
He says, I know that I sin. So, you know, so what, if you know that you sin, you're supposed to ask for forgiveness. And he says, I'm the first one that came over here. So forgiveness that came over here. So that's nothing. The man is just nothing. The man is the, I don't know what to call him. It's the two faces.
Hypocrite.
It's two faces. Yes. Where's my teeth? It's amazing.
It's worse than that, no?
Right, it's worse than that.
He actually cursed
him. Right, he cursed him. He just cursed you. What kind of nonsense? The man is talking to you. He says, don't remember it. He says, you see, I'm the first one. What are you talking about? You, Mishua Hashem, you are appointed to be the king. And the guy cursed you, so what are you? David says, what's wrong with you people? Hot-blooded Netzriah Israelis. He Yulia Yom Satan. That says, you try to convince me to do bad things. Hayom? You might be in Israel? Today you want to kill somebody? Hayom and Imelech Israel? Today I found out that I'm a king! So he wants, what do I have to do with anything? What do I have to do with anything? He doesn't answer. David says, you know, today is a good day. Today, Baruch Hashem, I became the king! What do you mean you became the king? You became the king, very nice. You king a long time ago. That man cursed you. That man stoned you. That man threw sand on you. He said, good for you, good for you. God, I'm sorry, God is punishing you. Good for you, good for you. He says, he's here today. He doesn't give an apology. He says, forget about the whole thing. You don't forget about anything. Let me kill it. And he said, don't kill him. Today is a good day. You the Satan. The Binyamelech swears to him. So, okay, with your permission, if you remember the Haftarah of Parashat Vayechi. Haftarah of Parashat Vayechi, huh? Mechila Mazal Tov. But if no, we don't say Tachanun. Right.
It's a few weeks ago,
that's why I didn't
see
him.
He was
the rabbi. Yeah. No. The Rabbi of Parashat Vayechi, with your permission, David HaMelech is going to die for Shlomo HaMelech. He says, listen, I have some things to tell you before I die. He says, there's a guy, his name is Yoav ben Tzruya, and there's a guy, Shimi ben Gera. You get rid of those two. It says you have to do something very smart. When you do something very smart, you kill it. Just all, everybody else says, over here, he swore to him that he's not going to kill him. So, this is something that doesn't sound right. To call you son Shlomo, he says, listen, this guy Shimi, Kilirani Karani Retet, Biomasti Machanai, Vaishavalo, he says, when I was walking, I swore to him, but now, Batek Hochmatecha, he says, you do very smart, but on the first part of the Bidam Shor, I mean, you go. Make sure you kill him. It says, if you swore that you're not going to kill him, why you tell your son to kill him? Why? Why did you swear to him? You should not have sworn to him. You don't owe him anything. The guy comes over for his life. He's waiting for his life. He says, listen. So the man says, okay, listen. Now you go home. We'll think about it. We'll call you back. Your file is open. You're on the computer. We'll see what to do with you. Instead, the man swears to him he's not going to kill him. So if you swore you're not to kill him, what kind of business is this? You're telling your son Shlomo, do something very smart. What is something very smart? What's so smart? What is pretty smart for this? If he deserves that, or he doesn't deserve that. If he deserves that, you take him to the electric chair, or you give him something poison to eat, and he's dead. If he doesn't deserve that, he's on the trick. He's on the trick. A trick. What's a trick? Shlomo HaMelech. Huh? Shlomo HaMelech says, Chacham Kol Adam, the smartest ever, called Abshimi. After the Mechdah, you can build a Chabad, the Shev Baruch Halak. It says, build yourself a house next to Kotel across the street with those windows. Don't move from there. That is smarting. Says Nabi, Shimi lives in Yerushalayim across the Kotel. One day he has two slaves, ran away to Egypt. Shimi got up in the morning, he says, where's my Mustafa and Mahbuba? He says, went to Egypt. Says the Navi, Shimi went and took his donkey,
went to Egypt, got he called the two slaves that ran away. Called the two slaves that ran away, bring them back to Yerushalayim. Bring them to Yerushalayim, he walks inside the house, the police. I said, Shimi, good morning. Where are you coming from? We have entry in your passport. Egypt. You want to Egypt? Shlomo Melech calls him, Mr. Shimi. Did I tell you don't move from Yerushalayim? Did you know that I told you the day you move out of Yerushalayim you're going to be dead? You dead. Dead, let me kill. What's the idea behind it by Shlomo Melech? What's such a smart thing Shlomo Melech did? And what is the trick? It's just the whole thing is a trick. What is it? David HaMelech did not want to kill him. Don't kill him. They don't kill him. Kill him. You don't tell him your son kill him. And your son is like, Chochmatecha, do like you're very smart. You're very smart. You'll find a way to kill him. You'll find a way to kill him. That's wrong. It's totally wrong, the whole story.
The king told Shimi, he's not going to die, and he's walking. Moshe went down to the king as well. He also lived in Yerushalayim, and he lives in Yerushalayim. But he lost a glove, lost a samoy, he didn't wash his feet, he didn't fix his mustache, his gadab, his clothing, never washed the mina yom from the day the Echet HaMelech had a yom Hashem Meshalom. Until the king comes back, Beshalom. Until the king comes back now, peacefully back to Yerushalayim, that guy Mephibosheth, the grandson of Shaul HaMelech, was mourning all the time. Then he, Vayikiva Yerushalayim, Nikrat HaMelech, the king enters Yerushalayim, Mephibosheth comes towards him. Vayomer lo HaMelech, the king tells him, Lama lo halachta imi Mephibosheth, why don't you come with me? Vayomer Adoni HaMelech Abdi Germani, he says, my dear king, my slave cheated me. Ki amar avdecha, it says, Ech vishali achmo v'etav aleha v'elech el amet kifesech avdecha. It says, I said that I'm going to prepare the donkey and to ride and to go and join the king, but I need a donkey because I cannot walk. So I'm going to prepare the donkey in order for me to ride to join you. Ha'ajul avdecha v'ni amelech. In the meantime, I heard that my slave Tiva went and said the Shonara about me to the king, and he told lies about me. Adoni HaMelech kemalach ha'elokim ha'atot ha'edecha, you get rule like an angel, you figure out what to do. Ki lo haya kol bet avi ki man shema met Adoni HaMelech. It is really, we deserve death, all of us. Because my grandfather Shaul was trying to do bad things to you. So really, we don't feel that we even deserve to live. But you were very kind to us. Fatashit tavdecha b'chosh mochanecha, you put me to be at your table. My Ishli Ot Tzedakah, you think I have anything else good to say? But it's all called the Lamech, you think I have any complaints? Of course, I give my head to you. Of course, I am your slave. So you just do not listen to the Lashon Hara that my slave said to you in the time of the war that I did not join you because I'm against you. Rabbi Amelech doesn't listen to him. Rabbi Amelech, stop it, don't talk to me. Amarti, I said already. Whatever I said that time, you see, the slave came back to him and told him that David HaMelech said that David HaMelech is giving all his fortune to his slave, Tiva. So David HaMelech does not go back on it. And he said, well, I'm going to go back a little bit. He said, Atav et Tiva tachlokut atadeh. He says, whatever I said, I don't go back. Just because you said it, you and your slave should be partners in the field. Yes, the Gemara said that Melech did accept the Lashon Hara of Tziva. Even if you wish to the Melech, come at the call, you say, let him take the whole thing. I didn't need anything. Achei Hashemba, Nini Amech, B'Shalom HaVetor, since you came back, I'm happy enough, I didn't need anything. Baruch Hashem. You hear, forget about the whole thing. This is what you need this story for. What is the Nalit Hazit? I think we'll stop. Yeah, we'll skip to sentence 41 with your permission. Vayavor HaMelech HaGilgala. The king passed Gilgala. He says, what do you have to know? This passed Gilgala. Vechiman Avar Imoz. Most of them said, passed with him. בכל המידה הבדירו את המלך וגם חצי עם ישראל. It's like the, you know, the very happy is coming back. The tribe of Yehuda and half of Am Yisrael joining. That's what you have to know, the exact numbers, how many people. Again, you really don't have to have any descriptions, who is going and what is going, why are they going. David HaMelech is back on his chair in the palace. And really you do not have any opposition. The opposition was killed with Avshalom. You really do not need to have any description, who is coming back and how many are coming. Who needs to know half, a quarter, a third, most, Florida in, Florida is out, recount the things. Who needs to know? You don't need to know anything. It's a simple explanation. Avshalom is dead, and David is coming back. And David describes how many people really joined David HaMelech. It says who? It says his people, and the tribe of Judah, and half of Am Yisrael. Half. Why half? Why did David have to tell us half of Am Yisrael? What happened exactly? Only half. Why do you have to know the half?
They said, they're coming and said, listen, we don't understand some of them. I don't know what it is exactly. But they say, you know, it's not nice. But what's not nice? He says, you tried the people, they came first, and they crossed you the Jordan River. Do you believe it? He says, you all ran back to your tents. And now they're complaining. He says, why? Your tribe, they came, and they helped you to pass the Jordan River. The young colleague Judah and Israel, he says, the son of Judah answers, he called the Melech Eli. He says, why don't you understand? He's my relative. Sounds like, you know, children in the kindergarten. Why this is my father? This is my uncle, it's my cousin. Same for my cousin. I have my cousin. So Am Yisrael is complaining, why you, the tribe of Yehuda, helped the king? And they said, you know why? Because he's one of ours, not God's one of yours. I don't understand the discussion. What's the discussion? Why didn't you go? Who asked you not to go? You ran back to your tents. Anybody told you not to come? Anybody tricked you? He says, you ran back to the tents. In the meantime, some of you that came, and they waited to David HaMelech, and they waited where he crossed the Jordan River, and they waited. And now they say, why you stole David HaMelech? Sentence 43, ויען כל איש ידבר על ישראל כי רוב מלך אליי, למה זה חרה לך הדבר הזה? הכל נכון מן המלך נספר נספר, למה? Why are you so upset about it? Did you eat something? Did you wait from the king? What are you trying? ויען איש ישראל איש יהודה, they answer back to them. The tribe of Israel answer back to the tribe of Judah. ויום עשר ידות לי במלך. See, let me explain to you something. We are 10 tribes. We are 10 tribes. I don't know what, 10 or something, 11. I said, we are 10 tribes. ויאמר עשר ידות לי במלך, וגם לדוד אני ממך, ומדוע תחילותני ולא היה דברי ראשון לי להשיב את מלכי? הייתי כשדבר ראשון מדבר ישראל, what kind of discussions and the fighting and the I don't understand. I says, who is right? You don't know who is right. The Navi says, the Shemet Yehudah probably is right, because really the Bimelech belongs to Yehudah, they are the close relatives. Sounds like, that is kind of upsetting about who is the one that's going to join and bring the Bimelech back to the kingdom. Who cares about it? Who cares who went back? Who cares about it? The Bimelech is back. So what do you mean? Who is the one that brought him back? What's the problem? What's your problem? It's a kind of respect, kavod. Why should you down went? And the answer is, what kind of answer is that? Says, what's your business who went? Why didn't you go? He says, why did you go? He says, I'm only caught in his family. He says, did your family, I'm 10 tribes, I should have gone, so why don't you go? And who cares if you more or less, what's the whole idea? The Gemara tells us two things. The Gemara, two statements. Statement number one, the Gemara says, if a king, the Gemara Masechet Raayot, the Gemara says, if a king sins, he brings a Seir, that is a special goat for a sin. Asher Nasi Yechta. It's a pasuk in Sefer Vayitzva, Parashat Vayitzva. When a king does a sin, he does something bad, and he wants to bring a sacrifice to Beit HaMikdash,
he has to bring a special goat. When an individual does a sin, he brings a sheep, a female sheep. It's a Torah. The Torah says it's the difference between a king and a simple person. A king, because he is the king, for a sin. A sin, for example, he did on Shabbat something that it's forbidden to do. And he did it without purpose on Shogeg, that you want, you need a forgiveness and you need a sacrifice. He's different. Chas v'shalom, a king that does a sin, and he needs to bring the sacrifice, for certain sins, he has to bring what's called Sa'ir. Individual brings a sheep, called Kizbar, excuse me, female sheep. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech, when he was running away now, from Avshalom, I said, we read it this fast, but this was half a year. That queue, that rebellion took 6 months. David HaMelech was away from Jerusalem. In these 6 months, the Gemara says, David HaMelech, we don't know, we have no information, but the Gemara says, in case David HaMelech did a thing that he needs to have a forgiveness, he would have brought a sheep. It's not a sheep. Not only that, the Gemara says, in Masechet Torah again, Nasi Shechala, the president, the king, the Gemara says, the Gemara calls, the Mishnah says, Masechet Torah, that the king and the president is the same, that he's sick, he's not a king. The Gemara, because he had the flu, but he forgot to get the shot. The Gemara, no, if he gets tzaraat. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech got tzaraat. In the 6 months David HaMelech was away, two things happened. I mean, it's really one thing happened, but it means don't consider him as the king. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. Again, the Gemara himself, the Gemara says, would have dropped at the time, of course, was not Bet HaMikdash, was the Mishkan, but again, if David HaMelech would have had to bring a sacrifice for his sin, he was considered as individual, not a king. Not only that, he had another reason not to be a king, not because he was chased out, because he had Tarat. The Gemara says, the king that gets Tarat is no king. If the kings get up in the morning, and he has those white spots on his skin, he calls up the Kohen says, Tarat, and says, you have to resign. That's called the impeachment by air. And he says, you don't have to have any government decision, out. The Kohen HaGadol has to have some, the one appoint him, the Gemara says, he has to fire him, a king, you being fired by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says like this, that this, if you know the secret behind it, if you go back to Shaul HaMelech, Shaul HaMelech also was appointed to become a king, and at one point he lost the kingdom, if you remember. And then Shmuel Navi came to him and told him, he called him Israel, Lechu v'nirchal Gilgal v'nechadesh shama melucha, let's go to the place Gilgal. The place Gilgal was the first place that Am Israel came, if we may say, to Eretz Israel and put the Mishkan over there. That's a very important place. It's called Gilgal, from the word Galgal. And Galgal means turnover. It's a turnover in Am Yisrael's life when they came to Gilgal. And even though Shaul HaMelech, again in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, that was appointed to become a king, lost the kingdom on time, and Shmuel Levi took Am Yisrael to Gilgal, to that place that we just learned about it, the same place David HaMelech is going to be right now, that in order to renew the kingdom. It means that if you can become a king. You can become a king by a Navi, by Shmuel Navi, like Shaul, and then David HaMelech, but you can lose the kingdom. You can lose the kingdom. If you don't behave, you lose the kingdom. When you lose the kingdom, you have no way to be a king. The only question is, what the nation think about you as well. Sometimes Alech HaMelech and his wife to appoint a king, and the nation has to accept you as a king. And the old nation will say, no, you cannot be the king. Yes, you can be a king in your house, on your table. But if you want to be a king of Israel, they have to accept you as a king. Of course, if you remember, Shaul HaMelech had some oppositions when he was becoming a king. That's only, but only few people that have told you, you know, that king did not really do it. Eventually, Shmuel is going to tell him that you lost the kingdom, Hashem does not want you, and then eventually Oram Israel will just get rid of him. So when the Navi tells you that when David HaMelech, for example, is winning the war against the Plishtim and all the girls, the Oram Israel singing on the street, that David HaMelech is winning by the 10,000, Shaul is only won by 1,000, it's only a sign that the nation are not behind. You're going to lose the kingdom. If you go back on time, it says, Yehuda, that's the original king, the first king that we know in the Torah, Vayered Yehuda Me'et Echav, the Gemara tells us, this is the Pasuk in Parashat Vayoshev, after Yehuda did decide to sell Yosef a Tzadik, says the Torah, Vayered Yehuda Me'et Echav, Yehuda was considered the king, the brothers admired him so much, they appointed him to be the king in Eretz Israel, Yehuda, but since he agreed to sell Yosef, and then they came back, and the father Yaakov was so upset, they fired him. So again, the original first king that we had as individual, not as the first, maybe Yaakov was the king partially, Abraham was the king partially, but really a king that was a king on the tribes of Am Israel, the king that was a king on the tribes was the first one, Yehuda. Yehuda is the king, and Yehuda is the king, and he lost the kingdom. He lost the kingdom because you did something wrong. If you do something wrong, you can lose the kingdom. Again, you see in the history of Am Yisrael, the king that was appointed either by the Shvatim or even by Shmuel HaNavi and Shaul, and then David HaMelech and a king by Shmuel HaNavi as well, you lose the kingdom. And that really made this sign, again, if you remember, to Achitophel and then to Avshalom, that they really should get rid of David, because David is not the king. Because he lost the kingdom. He lost the kingdom, one of the signs is that he has Tzavat on his body, and immediately you see that Avshalom is able to convince all of Israel. So you read the Tanakh, you say again, you know, the Avshalom is a wild animal that rebels against his father. But you know, something is behind it, that David HaMelech himself agrees that he is no king. Instead, he himself admitted that if he would have had to bring a sacrifice to the Midrash, he would have had to bring a sheep, not a goat, because he's considered a super person. Again, might be not only because Am Yisrael is not backing him up, also because he has thought. Again, the reason behind it, of course, is one of the reasons is Mr. Yoav. And Mr. Yoav showed a piece of paper that he had that David HaMelech ordered him to put Uriah in the front. And this shows that David HaMelech took Bathsheba with bad ideas, with a bad purpose. And when he ordered Yoav to put Uriah in the front, and of course that was something that he wants to marry Bathsheba. And this is wrong, the Gemara says. And not the whole nation is against him. But the nation are against somebody, loses the power of the king. Sontatim Alech HaMelech, the Torah says, that the nation has to appoint the king. Of course, you cannot just appoint without a Navi. You cannot decide who is the king tomorrow morning. You need a Navi to tell you, but you have to come and you have to scream, yes, we would like to have this man as a king. I don't know if you have a right to deny it right away, but if you don't back him up, means he is a king, but he is a puppet. And of course, this was, I mean, said this was really Korach's idea. And it's Korach comes, if you remember, after Parashat Shlach, that after Am Yisrael were punished because Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to send spies, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, you're going to die, all of you in the desert, Korach came and says, listen, Moshe, with all the respect, he's not the right leader. Of course, he's the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, he's the one, yes, he was the king till today. Today, if we don't back him up, he loses his power. If everybody rebels against the king, he loses his power. So, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he failed. The signs are already Parashat Baruch Hu. If you remember, we have Eldad Medad with Abim Machaneh, that said Moshe made Yeshua Machris. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and Yeshua is going to take us to Israel. They said, we don't want the whole thing, we're going to join somebody else. We're going to join Mr. Korach. Mr. Korach is going to be the new leader. Again, he was able to go and collect all of Israel against Moshe Rabbeinu. This only shows that Moshe Rabbeinu does not have the power, even though the Gemara says, one of the explanations is Moshe Rabbeinu is the king, is the melech.
But if the king is a melech, only then he is joined to back you up. If they're against you, you lose the kingdom. This is something like the Shvatim did. The Shvatim did it to Yehuda. Yehuda was the first king that was appointed by the Shvatim to be the king of the Shvatim. Since he did something wrong by telling Yosef, the Shvatim, by Yered Yehuda, met the Rav, you're no more king, you're out. So that idea gave Korach the idea that he can get rid of the king. And he was right, in a way, that you can get rid of a king by just saying, we don't want you. And this is the whole story about Avshalom that was able to convince all of Israel to join him against David HaMelech, because, again, they have a big complaint against David HaMelech. This might be what the Melech hints in the Gemara, that if he would have had seen, if he did see that he needs to have a forgiveness by bringing a sacrifice, he would have brought a sheep, not a goat. It is because you're not a king. Especially, says the Gemara, that all of a sudden David HaMelech found that he has tzaraat, that he has really to be expelled from the camp. And this really, the whole story of David HaMelech, that you read in the Tanakh, all of a sudden he runs away, that Avshalom is chasing him, behind the Jordan River. He's in the desert of Yehuda, hiding himself over there. Says, what a description, and the whole description is because he had tzaraat, really. And the Torah is not allowed to be in Yerushalayim. You cannot be in the city. You have to be outside the city until you're going to be healed. You have tzaraat, out. So Avshalom is just a tool that is going to just exercise execution of David HaMelech. We don't know if he's going to be execution as far as that is concerned, but as far as chasing him out of Yerushalayim, get rid of him, stay away from the city, you must by yourself have to leave Yerushalayim, because your Metzorah is not allowed to live in Yerushalayim. And as the Gemara says, David HaMelech had really tzarat, actually a tzarat. And that's why Ahitophel comes into the thing and tells him the daughter, but David HaMelech is not a king. So this guy, Shimi ben Gera, stands up on the mountain and says, you, and says, he's right, you, you're not a king. I'm not to throw stones on you, I'm not to do, and says, with all the respect, David HaMelech says, you are, listen, I'm the king, I'm commanding you not to kill Avshalom. Mr. President, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not the president. With all the respect to you, David HaMelech, I love you as a friend, but you're not a king, you cannot give me command. Maybe I can give you command, you cannot give me command. You, my good friend, used to be a king. You lost the Gemara in Maser Tavayot. Nasi sheni tzara, a person, a king that had tzaraat, lost the kingdom. Since you had tzaraat, says you're not a king anymore. You lost the kingdom. And says this guy is standing over there. Says the hot-hearted Israeli. Says let's kill him. You know, says don't kill him. Hashem alokanet. It sounds like Rabbi Melech had some doubts about his position as a king. That's really, I'm not the king. It means Hashem Alokale, it means the depth of it is, it means that guy, Shimi ben Gera, that's really what he has in his mind. It says the man is not the king. And he says it clearly. He says, David HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying you back all the bad things you did. You also a murderer. You did this to Shaul HaMelech. He said certain things, it's not 100%, of course. But the idea behind it, that Shimi ben Gera was a big rabbi, he was Shlomo HaMelech's rabbi, he considers David HaMelech that he's not the king. And he's right. David HaMelech has tzaraat. Am Israel are not breaking them up. This is two reasons not to consider a person as a king. It's very nice story, and this really what I was going to tell you. David has only few people, and all of Israel are against him. It's only just a proof that he's not a king. He's not a king, just forget about him. He's not a king. I mean, if he wants to go live in Yerushalayim, in Malon Sheraton, Malon El Kaz, good for him. But as far as to rule me, he's not a king anymore. He wants to be the king, so let him be the king. But he is not a king. He cannot have the title Asher Nasi. He cannot have the title a king that was appointed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Som Tasi Malech HaMelech. He wants to be like Saddam Hussein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He wants to be like Lenin, like Stalin. Good for him. But as far as me considering him as a king, not a Metorah, not somebody as a Tzarat, and not somebody that's all of Israel, all of them together, besides a few hundred people joining up Shalom, he says, what's the matter with you people? He says, well, we decided we don't want the Melech. And again, the Melech must have done something very bad to get Tarak as a king, and also the time is read, all of them was immediately convinced to go with Avshalom. It only shows that the Melech is not a king. It's really, says the Gemara, he's not a king right now.
How do we know he got Tarak?
The Gemara says.
But it's not in the text of the Navi.
It's text in the Navi in Devarim. היו, לא היה מלך, היה בלגן. אבשלום היה המלך.
And
after that? Wait, it's not finished yet. The next chapter is another rebellion. Let's connect it to this rebellion.
But when David Hamelch wins this war against Absalom.
No, he's not a king yet. Wait.
When he wins the war, there are his kings that are involved. The forest fights on his behalf.
Means nothing, means nothing.
That's why maybe Joab killed Absalom, because the king told him, don't kill him, but he's not the king.
Right, that's so what I'm saying. Right, he doesn't have to listen to it. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he doesn't have to listen to it. Joab does not have to listen to him. It's one problem in a minute, yeah? So therefore, Joab is right by killing Absalom, and that is in David HaMelech. And all of Israel are right by joining Absalom against David HaMelech, because he's Sarat. He's Sarat, it's a Gemara, no kingdom. Look at Maravah Sera Torah, I believe page 7 or 8, I don't know. Anyway, the guy comes back now, so David HaMelech is coming back. So David has to tell you, listen, David HaMelech is coming back, if not, he can go back to his house. He goes back to his house, is very nice. But the question is, if you're going to be again the king, I mean, you want to be a ruler, like Azad, Anwar Sadat, okay? But if you want to be the king of Israel, you have to have what we call the nation backing you up, and to see that Hashem wanted to be the king. I said that hopefully the Sarat goes away, but again, you don't know if the nation wants you. And the reason he describes you, David HaMelech is sending Tzadok and Eviatar to ask the tribe of Judah, can you call me back? It's why you have to wait for them. Don't wait for them. Just go back. If they don't want me, it means I'm not the king. Well, this is going to be the beginning. They're going to call me. David is going to end up the chapter that Olam Yisrael is coming and says, why did you go? I said, what do you mean why did you go? Because if you went and we didn't go, it means he's not the king. That's the thing. I mean, we are 10 tribes, they say. And David is going to tell you, only half of Am Yisrael went. Because next chapter you're going to see the other half of Am Yisrael joining somebody named B'Shem HaMimbichi, they are still against David HaMelech. He says, you're not the king. With all the respect, you're still not the king. No, you're not the king. I'm sorry to tell you this. We don't back you up. Yes, you came back to Yerushalayim. Yes, you were invited by 50%. Yes, by 50% I'm against you. Again, you need the majority of Am Yisrael to back you up in order to re-establish your kingdom. Again, not just to be called the king, actually to have a position where the Torah says, Som Tassim Alecha. So anyway, David HaMelech is coming back by the invitation. And when he was invited, all of a sudden, Shimon ben Gera sees that the people of Judah come, and they invited him and say, he's back in the kingdom. He comes to David HaMelech and says, listen, mister, I want to tell you something. I think, what do you mean? What I think? I think at that time I thought you out of the kingdom for good. You were out of the kingdom for good. It was a temporary thing. You were sick. It's called leave of absence. You were leave of absence. But I see now there's a joint. They got you back. It means you are the king. I don't apologize what I did to you. No. I did right to you. At that time you weren't a king. But I thought that you're not a king forever. I'm sorry, I think. You see, I'm the first one. What are you trying to say? I'm not the first one to try to save my life. I'm the first one to give you respect. Because I respect king. The reason what I did is because you're not considered a king. And I said, yeah, that's what it is? But you respect the king. I swear to you, I don't kill you. Go Shlomo HaMelech, and listen, Shlomo HaMelech, listen. This guy, Shimi ben Gera, said the reason he did it to me is because I wasn't the king, but he respects king. I suspect it's not true. You're very smart. Let's see if you can figure out yourself. Shlomo said, let me tell you something. Told up, Shimi, says, Mr. Shimi, come over here. He said, yes. He says, I'm telling you, I'm the king, you know? He says, yeah, sure. He says, I'm telling you one thing. Don't move out of Yerushalayim. Build yourself a villa next to Kotel. Don't move. Yeah? He says, the minute you leave, you die. He says, of course. He says, I respect the kingdom. I told your father. He says, you did. He says, Nabi, I'll show you something. Two slaves ran away from Shimi. What's the big deal for you two slaves? What is this? They stole something from you. They did something. That's two slaves. Who cares? He says, two slaves ran away. He says, out of nowhere. He picks up his donkey and goes to Egypt. He says, where is Mustafa? He says, he comes back to immigration. He says, where were you? He says, he went to Egypt. He says, we're in Egypt? Really? How about you told David HaMelech that you respect the king? Where do you respect? So Shlomo HaMelech said, you see? The whole thing is a show. You, Mr. Shimi,
a good actor. You told my father that the reason why you cursed him and you threw stones on him and you threw sand on him is because he was the king. Since he became a king, he said, I respect you so much, I came and bowed down to you. And the first one gave you respect. He said, I respect him, you do respect him, and the reason why you curse him is because he's not a king. He said, if you can be a king, you won't do it, right? He said, if you get respect, let me see if it's true. And he said, I give you a test. Stay in Yerushalayim, if you listen to me, Shlomo HaMelech, for no reason, don't move out of Yerushalayim, it means you give respect. If you find any excuse to go out of Yerushalayim without permission, it means you don't respect king. It means what you did to my father is not because you consider my father not a king. You consider my father a king, and you threw stones on him. For this you deserve it. Stop on the inside.